This is Mac OS Ken.
Checking lost and found for Apple Spine. Morgan Stanley raises its Apple price target. And the Vision Air may be blowing away. It is Friday, the 3rd of October, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken. Brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Insta360's brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code MacOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKEN. It is a squishy apple. It is soft and discolored. Less and less recognizable as the company that urged people to think different. Remember the IceBlock app? I ask because it's gone now. With it, a piece from Apple Insider says, users could mark on a map where they may have spotted immigration and customs enforcement activity to give people a chance to take a safer route. Interacting with the officers could prove problematic, especially for those that fit the demographic they're searching for. That is well stated. According to the site, controversial app IceBlock has been removed from the Apple App Store after Attorney General Pam Bondi demanded its removal, suggesting it was being used to harm ICE agents. What proof did she offer? I'm sorry, you must be from a year ago. According to a report from Business Insider, according to Apple Insider, Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Department of Justice demanded the removal of the app IceBlock from the App Store. Given the legal authority of the entity, Apple had no choice but to comply. I'm sorry, is that so? 10 years ago, when the FBI demanded Apple re-engineer iOS so they could get into the phone of the San Bernardino shooter, Apple resisted. There was nothing inherently illegal or unsafe about IceBlock, according to Apple Insider. It functioned no differently than a crowdsourced app for finding potholes or speed traps. Offering no evidence to support their case, Bondi and others claim that IceBlock has been used to orchestrate attacks against ICE agents, putting them in danger, and that is good enough for Apple. In a statement to Business Insider, Apple said, "We created the App Store to be a safe and trusted place to discover apps. Based on information we've received from law enforcement about the safety risks associated with IceBlock, we have removed it and similar apps from the App Store." Hey, remind me, can I still report speed traps in Apple Maps? Responding to the news, the app's developer posted, "We just received a message from Apple's app review that IceBlock has been removed from the App Store due to objectionable content. The only thing we can imagine is this is due to pressure from the Trump administration. We have responded and will fight this. Hashtag resist." Props to Apple Insider for saying what it had to say while also saying what it wanted to. Two choice passages. Apple has had to deal with many requests from countries, usually authoritarian in nature, to remove apps or services they deem unsafe, and, while controversial, Apple has no choice but to follow the laws and demands of the countries and their governments it operates within. Similar actions have been taken in places like China, where AirDrop was limited to limit the means of protester communications. It's worth noting, we all have the same AirDrop limits now that Apple enacted in China. Don't worry, though. There is a line Apple will not cross. Maybe. Mad props to the entertainment news magazine Variety. They're sending a message to the U.S. and maybe sending a message directly to Apple. Variety has posted its review of the Apple TV Plus series, The Savant, which was supposed to premiere last Friday. Recapping the story, The Savant is a nickname for an undercover investigator who infiltrates online hate groups in an effort to stop domestic extremists before they act. For reasons known only to Apple, the Cupertino company decided to postpone streaming the show. Articles have been written reporting Apple's decision. Articles have been written decrying Apple's decision. The show's lead and executive producer, Jessica Chastain, posted to Instagram saying while she valued her working relationship with Apple, she disagreed with their decision. "I've never shied away from difficult subjects," said Chastain in part of her post. "And while I wish this show wasn't so relevant, unfortunately it is." In its review, Variety agrees. "In these fraught political times," says the review, "The Savant is essential television, exposing the rot at the core of American society, without ever mentioning any particular president. While it doesn't claim to have any solutions, the show illustrates just how deep and we are as a nation, especially under our current presidential administration. Most disturbing is the series' depiction of how this type of violence and groupthink spreads. The Savant unsettlingly holds up a mirror to the country, showing viewers what it will cost if we continue down this path." Agree with the show's assessment or not, it does sound riveting. Appointment viewing, it used to be called, or must-see TV, which, funny enough, we're not allowed to see for reasons we're not allowed to know. Now, I had said that Variety might be sending a message to Apple directly. As of this writing, I can only find this review one place. It is not on Variety's site for some reason. Again, as of this moment, a few hours in your past. No, where you will find it is on Apple News Plus. Wasn't auto-scheduled. The show was supposed to premiere a week ago, and besides, there's actually an editor's note ahead of the review saying after this review was scheduled to publish, Apple TV Plus postponed The Savant until a later date, without specifying why. I'm not saying Variety's throwing shade. I will say you don't have to squint too hard to see that as a possibility. Another financial firm has raised its price target on Apple. Apple 3.0 ran a note Thursday from Morgan Stanley analyst Eric Woodring. He and his have raised fiscal year 2026 iPhone revenue expectations by 4%. While the supply chain has yet to increase production, strength for the three iPhone 17 models has his firm thinking Apple will ask for a ramp up in production soon. That is not why he upped his target, though. Woodring thinks the street has already priced in strength for the iPhone 17 line. No, what's got him excited is what's happening now, plus whatever Apple's going to announce in 11 months. Quoting his note, "The key driver of a strong iPhone 17 cycle, an aged iPhone installed base in need of upgrades, combined with the first ever foldable iPhone and six total new iPhone launches next cycle, and sustained aggressive subsidies, supports high single-digit year-on-year iPhone revenue growth extending into fiscal year 2027, even before we make any assumptions around AI. It's kind of funny, isn't it? 2 months ago, iPhone's lack of integrated artificial intelligence was akin to leprosy, as far as the street was concerned. Between the favorable verdict in the DOJ's Google case and consumers really seeming to not care about AI, analysts are like, yeah, Apple's going to get the AI when it gets to it. That said, Woodring does expect Apple to get to it. Quoting his note again, "Our new bull case valuation of $376 embeds a scenario where Apple ships around 270 million iPhones and does over $10 of earnings power in fiscal year 27, which we see as achievable if foldables and AI catalyze even stronger demand than we're contemplating in our base case. But that base case does not suck." Maintaining his firm's overweight rating on Apple shares, Woodring raised his price target on the shares by $58. It was $240. It is now $298. Apple set a date and time with watchers from the financial front. The Cupertino company has updated its investor page with info relating to fourth quarter and fiscal year 2025 numbers. Circle All Hallows Eve. Q4 results will be out on Thursday, the 30th of October. Those will hit via press release at around 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific. Half an hour later, Apple's CEO and CFO are expected to join analysts for commentary, questions, and maybe answers. It'll be streamed live. It'll be podcast. We'll talk more about it as it approaches. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Insta360, and their brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. Smaller than most ornaments, you can capture Christmas morning with a Go Ultra hanging from your tree. Waterproof down to 33 feet, you can drop Go Ultra into your aquarium for a view of your fish you've never imagined. With its built-in magnetic mounting system and included magnet pendant, you can wear Go Ultra on your sleeve, on your hat, or on your heart, capturing your walk, your climb, your kids coming home from school. Man, imagine what they can do with something like this. 4K video at 60 frames per second, about an hour of shooting fully charged. The versatility and possibility seem endless. So get started. Go Ultra today. Head to store.insta360.com to check it out. Then the first 30 people to buy using promo code MacOSKEN get a free set of sticky tabs. Those let you mount Go Ultra where magnets won't do the trick. The first 30 people get a free set with your Go Ultra purchase at store.insta360.com using promo code MacOSKEN. Show the world what you see the way you see it. Get the Insta360 Go Ultra at store.insta360.com and use promo code MacOSKEN. Apple's addressed an issue with iMessage. Since the launch of iOS 26, according to a piece from 9to5 Mac, some iPhone users have had problems using iMessage with their phone numbers. Not sure how I missed this one, but I did. Addressing the issue in a new support doc, Apple says when you update to iOS 26, you might not be able to activate iMessage with your phone number if you have an inactive SIM with the same phone number as your active SIM. How would that happen? Like switching carriers or something? Now, however it happens, the unused SIM is the problem. The support doc sends people having the problem to the cellular section of the settings app. There, folks are urged to either remove the unused SIM if it's a physical SIM or delete the unused SIM if it's an eSIM. After that, go to settings, then apps, then messages. Once there, type send and receive, tap the displayed phone number to activate iMessage, and you should be good to go. A story this week that's made me sad as sad can be. Actually, I could probably be sadder. In fact, I think I was a few minutes ago. Anyway, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman ran a piece this week that had Apple postponing its lighter and less expensive Apple Vision device and shifting staff instead to sets of smart glasses. Apple 3.0 ran part of Gurman's post. According to that, the company had been preparing a cheaper, lighter variant of its headset for release in 2027, but Apple announced internally last week that it's moving staff from that project to accelerate work on glasses, according to people with knowledge of the matter. Two pairs in the planning stage, according to Gurman. The 2027 pair will pair with an iPhone and lack its own display. As for the other pair, it will have a display and may also hit year after next. The piece says that one had been planned for 2028, but the company is now looking to accelerate development, according to Gurman's secret peeps. Gurman says Apple has hit pause on the lighter Vision headset. That said, Ben Lovejoy at 9to5 Mac points out that a delayed Vision Air could easily become a cancellation. You know, I've always liked Ben Lovejoy's writing, but he's dead to me now. Well, until he takes it back. Or until I see something else he's written that I like. Okay, he's not dead to me. Still uncool, dude. Uncool. I called it Vision Air before the Vision Pro even came out. I want it. Give it to me. By which I mean let me pay you lots of money for it. Apple Watch and Mac Mini are no longer carbon neutral. At least they're not being marketed that way. A piece from Mac Rumors says the product pages for the new Apple Watch Series 11 and Apple Watch Ultra 3 omit any references to carbon neutrality worldwide. The previous models of both of those had been advertised as carbon neutral when paired with select bands. The move is not completely surprising. Mac Rumors points out that a ruling by a German court in August prohibited Apple from calling the watches carbon neutral in Germany. One might reasonably have expected Apple to drop the labeling across the EU, though the global drop is kind of surprising. More surprising is the move on Mac Mini. The subject of no greenwashing suit about which I've heard. Mac Rumor says Apple's change away from carbon-neutral messaging for Mac Mini took effect worldwide following its iPhone event in September, even though that device got no update during the awe-dropping event. And finally today, stuff we are allowed to watch on Apple TV+, unless, you know, somebody gets upset and makes a phone call, maybe. New today to the Cupertino streamer, a kids show, and a show about kids in danger. On the kids' side, The Sisters Grimm premieres today. A description of this one from 9to5 Mac says two orphan sisters navigate a town full of people torn straight from fantasy and fairy tales, confronting heroes and villains alike while investigating the mystery of their missing parents. The Sisters Grimm blends discovery, fantasy, and adventure to deliver important lessons for all ages. Gee, they left out the hook. The Sisters Grimm are descendants of the Brothers Grimm. The guys who wrote the stories from which the featured town folk are apparently taken. Anyway, The Sisters Grimm is up now on Apple TV+. As for the kids in danger, the Apple Originals film, The Lost Bus, starts streaming today, inspired by actual events. 9to5 Mac says The Lost Bus is a white-knuckle ride through one of America's deadliest wildfires as a wayward school bus driver and a dedicated school teacher battle to save 22 children from the terrifying inferno. Matthew McConaughey plays the bus driver, America Ferrera the teacher. The Lost Bus is streaming now on Apple TV+. This week on the checklist, brought to you by SecureMac, Japan's biggest brewery has been hit by a cyber attack. We'll look at that one and a plan to help Jaguar Land Rover. Plus, why isn't your company's anti-phishing training working? All of that and tiny updates from Apple on checklist number 443. Find it today at securemac.com/checklist or wherever you get podcasts. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and sponsored by Insta360's Go Ultra. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code macOS Ken. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOS Ken. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOS Ken at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Ciao.